And now, a message from Google, enabling healthcare innovation with generative AI. Improving healthcare and medicine are among the most promising use cases for artificial intelligence, with MedLM, a family of large language models fine-tuned for healthcare. Google is helping healthcare organizations streamline documentation, find information faster, and answer medical questions quickly for doctors. Learn more about how Google Health is innovating healthcare at health.google.com.
Good morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to a special edition of The Daily Punch. This is the second edition of a four-part series that's part of a project, the AI Impact in partnership with Google. Every other week, I'll be joined by a member of our editorial team who has dug into specific areas from cybersecurity to education and workforce and how AI is impacting what's happening in that space. I'm thrilled to be joined this morning by Punchbowl News reporter Laura Weiss. She focuses a keen attention on what's happening in tax policy and financial services for us. And today, we're going to chat about what's happening when it comes to AI and healthcare. Laura, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
First things first, set the stage for us. We started this series with me talking to Andrew about cybersecurity and AI. But tell us what you're seeing as the state of play when it comes to healthcare and AI.
Yes. So the healthcare field's adoption of AI is already underway. There are lots of opportunities that folks see across different parts of the healthcare system, from drug development and testing to helping healthcare providers make better diagnoses, cutting down on kind of the administrative work for doctors and nurses, tools that patients could be using to get more information faster. So there are all kinds of ideas about how this can work in the healthcare field.
It's so interesting because when you look across the discussions about AI and what's happening, sometimes, you know, different industries, it's harder to see either what the impact could be. A lot of talks about risk, but with healthcare, you know, you think about scientific development, oftentimes they're on the vanguard of trying to adopt, you know, new ways of treatments or thinking about what is the technology that is going to be coming going forward. So talk to us a little bit about how AI can enable advancements in healthcare. What are some of the upsides and risks that you heard experts talk about?
Yeah, so there are all kinds of things experts were talking about. The key goals here and the key ideas that AI could essentially make healthcare faster, cheaper, better. And those are really big goals in the healthcare space that get a lot of attention, especially in Washington. So for example, if doctors can use AI tools to get some of the paperwork and administrative burden worked down, you know, that's more time for patients. If it can help pinpoint pharmaceutical candidates, that can mean more cures, but also a faster process that people hope could also lower costs in the end. And the field is definitely considering the risks too. A critical promise of our healthcare system is privacy. So how do you make sure sensitive health data is protected? How do you make sure AI isn't amplifying biases that folks are already concerned about in the healthcare system? And then issues like transparency, access, which is also always a consideration with new technology, and education. So the field is really thinking about how to work in and work through all of those challenges.
So as part of these deep dives, we're interviewing experts, lawmakers, people from the administration, and more to get a sense of what's happening. You spoke with New York Democrat Yvette Clark, who's a member of the AI Task Force. Tell us a little bit about how she's involved in AI and, in particular, AI in healthcare.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, she's part of the House's AI Task Force and also has a bill that would require some companies using AI-enabled systems to report on the impact on consumers, including tools affecting healthcare. So she's thinking about how AI is being deployed in healthcare and thinking a lot about the role Congress should play in addressing it.
Go a little bit deeper. When you think about kind of how she's framing AI and healthcare and thinking about, you know, kind of what the landscape looks like, is she pretty optimistic about what's happening? How does she see some of the contours of this discussion going? You know, right when you think about it, 6 months ago, a lot of members were talking about AI. You had Chuck Schumer and others really diving deep on it. Oftentimes, lawmakers lose focus when things don't actually happen. What is she thinking about in terms of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So she's really thinking about that there are upsides here that Congress needs to consider, but she's thinking a lot about the guardrails that lawmakers need to set as well. And that's going to be tricky because there's not, I think, agreement at this point on exactly what that should be. For example, her bill that I mentioned, that only has Democrats signed on right now, but she's really thinking a lot about setting the right guardrails. So making sure data sets that underpin AI don't amplify biases, particularly for communities of color and for women. We spoke a lot about that. She's trying to bring an awareness to the need for AI to help things kind of go in the right direction rather than amplifying problems that already plague healthcare in this country. And we also spoke about the need to make sure AI is used in a way that aligns with HIPAA and make sure data doesn't get into the wrong hands. So I think she's trying to think about the right way to leave room for all of this to grow, but also as lawmakers to kind of come in with the right protections.
Yeah, I think that's what kind of slows these things down oftentimes, right? There's a push because there's new technology. There's a lot of optimism and excitement about where this could lead. But at the same time, there are those rules. There are those kind of constraints, especially when it comes to healthcare and individuals' privacy and other things that Congress and certainly Washington is going to be wrestling with. Like all things at Punchbowl News, we wanted to ground this project with what might actually be able to happen on the legislative front. There's been a ton of different proposals when it comes to AI and healthcare. Obviously, you talked to Congresswoman Yvette Clark about what she's doing, but tell us a little bit more about the AI legislative pipeline in general as it relates to healthcare.
Absolutely. So Congress is starting to think about all of this. We saw a series of hearings in the fall and earlier this year on AI and healthcare specifically. The first steps here are likely a little bit broader. They would affect healthcare, but lawmakers are really thinking about the way to sort of address AI across some of the key industries, and healthcare is on that list. So for example, Energy and Commerce Chair Kathy McMorris-Rogers has pointed to a national data privacy standard as a starting point for legislating through some of these industries, including healthcare in particular. Congresswoman Clark's bill is sponsored by Finance Chair Ron Wyden in the Senate. And that's also broader than healthcare, but it is a big priority when they're talking about looking at the health-specific considerations here. I think we'll definitely see more specific bills coming along. We're a bit early in the process for perhaps a bigger healthcare-specific package, but there are a lot of ideas about how to address the other risks and also to enable AI and get it working in the healthcare space. The thing to consider here as well is that Congress has purview over big programs like Medicare and Medicaid. The government does a lot of health research itself. So there are opportunities as well that lawmakers are thinking about how to roll out AI or even have the government kind of leading, whether it's in implementing AI directly or making sure some data sets are available for AI. I thought it's also worth noting something I spoke about with Finance Chair Ron Wyden was he also mentioned the impact potentially for rural communities. And that's something that members of Congress think about a lot and that has been bipartisan, is looking at how technology can help rural communities access healthcare, because that's a very big concern around Washington in some of the gaps there in care.
All right. Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us to talk with me about your recent deep dive on AI and healthcare as part of our AI Impact platform in partnership with Google. We'll be back in a few weeks with more in this special edition podcast series focused on other areas where we are seeing the AI impact. And before we let you go, just want to remind you, for those Daily Punch listeners, we are up for a Webby Awards. You can go to the show notes and please click on that link and you can vote for us. We are trying to win it. You need to cast your vote by next week. Thanks so much. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.